south where the swamplands grow. I was messing where nobody goes, fishing for my dinner in a crawdaddy bed. I fell in, get a broke my neck, went down from the bottom of the murky depths. A girl stood up and stole my breath. She said,
hey, mon ami, got to come with me. Don't be alarmed, you got something I need. I'm happy to have met you, my name is Jess. Time we left.
So tell my family, tell my kin, I won't be coming home again. The Grim Reaper's name is Jess. She's been fair and I feel quite blessed. All right. Eyes like fire and skin like ice. Sweet water turned hair white, guiding our way to a secret hole, to a place where she'd take my soul. From the land of the living to the land of the dead. When I heard there's no tears were shed, the worms conspired. The life I had now has expired, bathed in fire. Tell my kin, I won't be coming home again. The Grim Reaper's name is Jess. She's been fair and I feel quite blessed. Like the candle, my flame is out. I'm certain of this, there is no doubt. Just one thing that remains to be known. Will I fall like a log or I'll sing like a stone? Woo! The worms conspire. The life I had now has expired. Bathed in fire. To live again is my desire. Tell my family, tell my kin, I won't be coming home again. The Grim Reaper's name is Jess. She's been fair and I feel quite blessed. All right.
So, Patrick and Ruthie Hochter, welcome to WUWM at Night.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Now, you two are two of the founding members of the band Sulik, correct?
Actually, the band started when I was in high school, and that was before I knew Ruthie. But I met her in college, and we didn't release our first album until I was in college. So she was there on the first album, I guess, as a guest, you could say.
So I guess musician.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And then slowly we incorporated her more and more into our music. Until now, she's, a full-time member.
Full-time member. I think the band itself, went through a transformation in those years because the sound has changed. Mm-hmm. I was really self-conscious of it at first, too, because adding a female vocalist changes a lot of the vibe, I think, mm-hmm. of what your music originally was, Sulik mm-hmm. was.
So then what was your music originally?
Well, that song we just played is actually on our first album. So that is the original sound, I guess you'd say.
Minus me, but then that was an addition and it worked, especially live. So.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest difference is we used to have a piano player, mm-hmm. but he left and he moved to Korea to teach English. He's still there, actually. I think this is his third year, and he's actually getting married this month.
Wow.
And then hopefully coming back with his bride.
So then you guys pretty much started out in 2005. You founded the band in 2005, but you really gained your prominence in about 2007 when your early songs were used in soundtracks. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. When I moved into the dorms my freshman year of college, I chose to just have a random roommate. And luckily, I got hooked up with this really cool guy who was just starting his own kind of animation series where he would create these hand-drawn animations on index cards. And he was looking for music to put, you know, to these little animations because they never had talking or anything. So I guess you could say they were silent. There's still like sound effects in them and such, mm-hmm. but no talking. So the music, you know, was pretty prominent in the videos. And he soon got a pretty big following because his animations were really cool, really unique. The fact that they were hand-drawn on index cards with really funny storylines. So he started to get a following, which helped us out because the people who loved his videos were then like, well, what's this music? I love the music too. So that's actually basically how we released our first album. We didn't really plan on ever doing that sort of thing until, yeah, the fans of these animations started asking, where can I buy this music? You know, so it was like, oh, okay, well, let's record some of this and put it all together and release an album. And that's how that whole thing started.
So then are these videos able to be found on YouTube? Or
yep. Mm-hmm.
They are.
And the film series is called Barf Question Films. That's with a B, Barf Question.
Appetizing.
Yeah. So if you just Google or YouTube Barf Question, you'll find a whole bunch of them.
So then you went to school at UW-Milwaukee?
Yep.
Or,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So this was in, what was it, Sandburg Halls?
Sandburg Halls.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
That's where this all happened.
So then what is the meaning behind the name Sulik?
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. Usually when people ask that, I tell them that the mystery behind the name is more interesting than the actual meaning behind it. But if I'll just say it.
Sure, go here. For it.
Well, the original members, there were four of us in high school, and we were trying to think of something we all had in common when we were naming the band. And we were all in band in middle school, like, you know, brass band, not like rock and roll band. And the music teacher in middle school, his name was Mr. Sulik. And we really loved that man. So we made his last name the name of our band.
That's a great homage.
Yeah. So in high school, I think that was pretty lame. People were like, oh, you have a band and you named it after Mr. Sulik. But there was always the hope that this would go beyond high school and become bigger than us and that it would be cooler with the mystery behind it. But now I just said it, so everybody knows, I guess.
Now it can be awkward and lame again.
So what really got you into the band circuit? Or are you guys in the band circuit? I mean, are you guys performing everywhere or are you more of a recording?
We were more in college. Okay. Now we're both graduated and married.
With kids.
Yeah, in a different phase of our life entirely. But we enjoy playing shows locally when we can. And, you know, we do have two other members, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. that definitely Chris Winberg, who is our drummer and is a big spirit of the band Sulik. He could not be here today. And Nez often plays with us.
On bass.
On bass.
Yeah. We don't play much. Mm-hmm. I think max we would play 6 shows a year. And they're always in Milwaukee pretty much. We've done just a couple things outside of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And then other than that, we love recording. We love being in the studio. I think every band says that though. So
we love recording. We like writing. We love the mm-hmm. creative side of it. So
mm-hmm. it seems like it really kind of stemmed from when you guys were doing the soundtrack for Barf Question Films.
Yeah.
That you just kind of stayed as a recording band.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even in high school, we didn't play that many shows. And back then it was like half cover songs, half originals.
So who were you Guster. Covering then?
Who were we covering? Guster. A lot of Guster, a lot of Modest Mouse.
Mm-hmm. White Stripes.
You know what? That's more recent. The White Stripes covers. No. No, we did. Sorry, you're wrong. We did do some White Stripes
I'm right,
covers.
You're wrong.
Yeah. All righty. So let's hear another song. The first song we hear was Swamp Song. Now we're going to hear Kissing Divinity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
your silvery skin when you go out walking. Go out walking late at night. Late at night. Sometimes in the deep silence, I hear you splashing. Is it your restless spirit searching for a home? Oh, unbound at last. When you dream and fly with arms outstretched, does your spirit soar unbound at last from the pale skin that covers your bones?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about how you guys write your songs. So if I believe correctly, Ruthie writes the lyric with Chris, and then Patrick, you go ahead and do the songwriting or the musical arrangement?
For the most part, yeah. Chris usually starts the lyrics. He's very prolific. He has no filter. And he is very acceptable, the fact that he writes some bad lyrics and he writes some great lyrics. So he kind of sends those to me and I kind of act as his filter, I guess you could say. I pick out the good stuff and I kind of find how some of the good stuff might fit together. I might change that a little bit even. And then I give it to Ruthie and she kind of finalizes it. Or it can start the other way where Ruthie starts with it. She's just not as prolific.
No, but I... Like, you tend to arrange and change a lot of Chris's, whereas when I finally, like, write a song, it's like, this is it. Don't touch it.
Like, she has her own filter, yeah.
I guess so.
And then usually I write most of the music. Chris will also write music, and it's kind of the same thing where he has no filter. Mm-hmm. So he'll send me something, and it'll be like, that is really good. It just needs something else, and I'll learn it then. I'll work with it. I'll play with it and then change some things and turn it into a Sulik song.
Who are you writing for when you write the lyrics to the songs?
Well, I guess just because some clarity on Kissing Divinity was actually taken from a poem that my sister wrote. And she's a writer. She is a poet. And she wrote the song and basically... Or it's not a song.
She wrote the poem.
And we've kept it for a while. And Patrick arranged it. And it's like, hey, check this out. What do you think of this? Put it to music pretty effortlessly, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we loved it. So
With one of the albums you recorded, you actually recorded it in an attic.
Yeah.
What is the story behind that?
Just looking for a place to record, and that was the place we found.
Found, and it was acoustically very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the UWM has a Catholic campus ministry, and they have a big empty attic that they don't use for anything. So
it's big and free. And
we asked if we could use it, and they were all about it, which was great. You know, even though we weren't, you know, a Christian rock band or anything like that, they were still all about it, and they let us use it. It was fun, a really cool, interesting space, inspiring up there too, I'd say.
How was it inspiring?
Just the uniqueness of the space, all the random junk that we found, and the dustiness and the dankness.
Of course, that's Birds in the Attic is one of our albums.
So yeah, the name of the album is Birds in the Attic.
There weren't any. Actually, there might have
there
been.
There was a bat. There was a couple bat. Bats, there was a bat. Actually. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No squirrels or anything?
No squirrels, just bats. Okay. It would, there was kind of like a dark corner that it would hang out in so you couldn't see it. And then it would just fly out all of a sudden, do a loop around us, and then go back into its little hole.
So, so was it reacting to the music, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe. But one of the songs, we actually had a bunch of friends come up there to do a bunch of like background kind of vocal stuff. And we had to warn them all, like, if you're afraid of bats, don't come to this. Because it's going to do a loop or two around your heads.
That'd be like a Scooby-Doo entrance or intro, you know, where all the bats are coming out.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that.
Well, let's just hear one last song before you go. It's Goodnight, Emily.
Yeah.
What's the story behind that?
Well, this is brand new. It's not on an album. Hopefully it will be someday. Okay. And this was written very specifically
for
about
someone.
Should I not say? No, don't say it. Okay. It's a specific story.
We need to
story.
Add more mystery.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm revealing everything. A little mystery. This is a specific story about someone, not about us, even though it might sound like it.
But I like a relationship, but it's, yeah, we really like the vibe and the story behind it. So it'll take you on a little nostalgic trip, hopefully.
Before you sing, Patrick and Ruthie, thank you so much for being on our show tonight.
Thank you for having us. It was a real pleasure.
Take a walk down. see. With you I always want to be, my darling. Now it's clear to me how life together had begun. Good night.